we're having this conversation because of my next guest, Sarah Brown, a vocalist who has worked with some of the biggest names in the music industry, Mick Hucknall, Brian Ferry, Duran Duran, Stevie Wonder, and currently performing with Jim Kerr and Simple Minds. But now she's stepping to the front of the stage, releasing her own album based on the American gospel singer, the legend Mahalia Jackson, and her music 50 years on from her death. Sarah grew up singing gospel in a Pentecostal church in the UK, which first inspired her love of Jackson's music. Sarah, now I'm going to actually talk to you, having had a blast of your beautiful voice just before. Good morning.
Good morning, Emma.
What was it like when you, can you first remember being involved at church and hearing some of that gospel music?
Absolutely, Ken. It was visually amazing as it was audially. These, I call them big black mamas who were wearing, you know, they looked like Audrey Hepburn, and they sang a song that was so moving. You know, the harmonies that would come out of these women that were full of hope. You know, this was the Windrush generation. And for many of them, they came into this country, they weren't Christians, they weren't religious. But because their struggle was so difficult, they found comfort in church, and in a type of church that was that would have the bass guitar, the rhythm guitar, the Hammond organ, the piano, the drum. It was a rock and roll session, and it was proper hardcore music that lifted the soul. So these women looked as if they were going to a wedding. You know, the shoes would match their gloves. They had stockings on, two-piece suits, the hat. You know, they looked amazing. And they would get together, congregate, and sing these hymns with such gusto and with such flame. If they left there unhappy, it was because they had no blood in them.
Really?
Just it absolutely. And of course, as a child, as young as I can remember, you know, my mother would drag me along to church, myself and my brothers and sisters. We had no choice. But I actually didn't mind because, as I said, the music was infectious. It was incredible. I was quite a volatile. I was raised in a volatile home. And so I was a fearful child. And I found that when I was at church singing, I forgot all about that fear. Mm. I would forget all, you know, is my dad going to be in a good mood when I get home? Is he going to hit mum? Is he going to hit my brother? What kind of, you know, that fear that took me as a child wasn't there when I was singing these songs. And when I was listening to these beautiful Rubenesque women.
Yes, such a picture you painted. I wish I'd been there. I wish I'd seen it.
It was like a sweetie shop, seriously. You know, these women, they were stylishly dressed. They were very proud. They came to this country to make money to go back to wherever they had come from, and, you know, in the Caribbean.
And I was going to say, alongside the church that you started listening to Mahalia's music,
yes.
Was that at home?
I was listening to Mahalia from home. My sister, one of my eldest sisters, Pauline, was an avid fan of Mahalia Jackson. And so she had albums that she would play all the time. And as young as I can remember, I was singing along to Mahalia Jackson.
Because for people who don't know anything about Mahalia, I mean, what should they know about her?
They need to know that Mahalia was born into poverty, but she had a determination and a grit that enabled her to achieve her dream. She lost her mother at the age of 5. She was brought up by her grandmother in Louisiana by the riverside and with 13 other children. So she wasn't, she didn't have a silver spoon in her mouth. And for sure, her path was mapped out. She was going to be a nanny to these rich families. She was going to cook lovely food and gravy for these rich families. That was all she was allowed to dream about. But what you need to know, what to answer your question, Mahalia Jackson had a determination. She had that fire, that flame in her that said, I am on my way. I am going to make it, whether I'm poor, whether my mother will come, whether my father will come, I am going to make it. And so she used her voice to take her out of poverty. Mahalia Jackson sold 22 million albums in her lifetime. Now, we are going way back. You know, she didn't have the support that many bands today have. She had her grit and her belief. She was the type of woman where the record companies were saying to her, you can be as big as Ella Fitzgerald, you can be as big as Billie Holiday, you can be as big as Bessie Smith. She said, no, I'm going to sing gospel and I'm not going to refrain from that. So I'm just trying to give you a picture of what Mahalia Jackson was like as a person. As a woman, she had such strength. You know, it was a time where women were seen and not particularly heard.
No, and we should say, you know, by the age of sort of 16, 18, she moved to Chicago.
That's right.
Pursuing this gospel career, singing on street corners.
Yes.
All these different churches. And she also joined ranks with Martin Luther King, opening some of his rallies.
I forgot to say, absolutely, Mahalia Jackson was the vocal, the musical voice for the campaigns for Martin Luther King. And so if you didn't know her through church, people were then getting to know her outside of the church. And actually, it was because of that, I would say, that she then went on to sing at Carnegie Hall. Mm. She blew these people away. She came to Europe and sang at jazz festivals over here, just with a piano and organ. And she bought that rock and roll. She bought that blues. She bought the conviction. She bought the passion and the flame that she had to her performance.
Well, I know this has been in the works for you for some time.
Yes.
You've got to it now. And
yes,
I think it's only right that we get to hear a bit of this. And you very kindly agreed to sing. So you're going to sing for us today from the album. The album's called Sarah Brown Sings Mahalia Jackson. And what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing I'm On My Way. It's the first track from the album that I've released out for everyone just to listen to, tap their feet, because we've come out of a pandemic. You know, for so many people, they haven't been able to go back to work. For so many people, some women have died through domestic violence. You know, I'm a true advocate of this. And so I'm On My Way is a song that's saying whether my mother will come, whether my brother will come, whether my sister agrees, I am going where I'm going. Whether my late husband agrees or not, I'm going.
Well, I am not going to stop you from going towards the other microphone. I think we've got some other headphones for you there. This is such a treat, because I should say, of course, as you'll know, Sarah, and many of our listeners are pointing out, people weren't allowed to sing during lockdown and be together in the way that they were. So let me introduce Sarah Brown. As she just said, she's going to be singing I'm On My Way from her new album, Sarah Brown Sings Mahalia Jackson.
Thank you. If you don't go,
Sarah Brown, can you come in every day singing I'm
yes!
On My Way from her new album, Sarah Brown Sings Mahalia Jackson. And I've got to say, for the bit where she wasn't singing, there was some extremely good dancing going on. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Emma, for having
me. What a lovely, wonderful way to rouse ourselves.